Hello guys, welcome back to Reddit Stories. It has been quite a bit, should I say? Today we are going to pull off today's podcast, and it's going to be from r/AskReddit subreddit. What is the coolest useless skill you have? And we're going to go from, we're just going to read the top few, couple, you know, top comments. And we're going to start right now. I was able to imitate most cartoon characters well enough to entertain three little kids. I can still imitate them, but now use it to embarrass three teenage kids. And someone responded, being a dad in a nutshell. Basically, I guess you can call that a real dad joke. But at the same time, some of them have gone for cigarettes. Alright, next one. I'm extraordinarily good at towel whipping. Made someone bleed once. Someone responded, I'm not coming close to you in the locker room. Someone else responded to that response, you won't need to. Wah-pah! Another one. I know lots of amazing useless facts. Someone responded, that's useful in trivia. Certainly is. On that odd occasion, happened to be engaging in trivia games. I can wiggle my ears. Not totally useless. Kids find it hilarious. Alright, here's a response. But can you wiggle them independently one another? That's my useless skill. Apparently, it's borderline unbelievable to some people, too. Back when I was in third grade, I made the claim that I could wiggle my ears one at a time. And a substitute teacher accused me of lying. Needless to say, I demonstrated right there and then. But only though she was looking directly at me, watching my ears move, the woman insists I wasn't actually wiggling them. I don't know what you're doing, she said to me, but you aren't moving your ears. My daughter can move her ears. It's impossible to move one without the other. The punchline came when that same teacher, intent on proving me wrong, asked me to demonstrate for the class. She had apparently thought they had sided with her. Sorry to say, but they didn't, and for the next week or so, people kept coming up to me with demands like, wiggle your right ear, okay, now the left, now both. That would be horrendous. It would be like the, you're just a popular kid for a week, just people asking you to wiggle your ears. That would hurt and stiffen your ears for a little bit. I'm already feeling the ear pain from that. It would just be, like, horrible. Like, I can run on stairs faster. I can run. Someone said, I can run downstairs faster than anyone because I can skip like three steps with each step I take. Like, no one can catch me. I am speed. Quote directly taken from Lightning McQueen. Annoying people. It's a cool thing. Grew up on the Air Force bases. Can I DNA F-15, F-16, F-111, A-10, C-5, and a C-141? Just from the sound of the engines while it's flying by. None of these things ever fly around where I live now. So I never even get to use it. Someone responded, planes you can identify. Yeah, so can I. Just from this, and then he quoted, just from the sounds of the engines while it's flying by. Well, poop. I can completely deafen myself at will. Kind of. It's kind of something to do with the tubes in my ear that I can control. Instead of deafening, it sort of amplifies all natural sounds in my body, heartbeat, breathing, etc., to where it drowns out outside noise. Literally useless, you guys. Not anything interesting applications. My wife has the ability to recall actors' previous movies, regardless of box office title or Bollywood. I asked, how come you've never seen this movie that aired twice in a remote New Guinea theater in 1967, my bad. All the time. I can study for 3 days straight and still fail my test. I think anyone can do that. I can study for 5 years and I'll still somehow fail. Between me and you, I would probably pass it because I'm a nerd. Alright, next one. I can sing Georgian chants. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Each day I practice a chant 1 to 2 hours to maintain purity of intonation and stylistic nuances. It's very rewarding and peaceful. but I have nowhere to use my in my geographical area. I can partially dislocate my jaw to get more food in my face. Kind of just like a snake. Yeah, food, in quotation marks. Well, this is not 100% useless. I can voluntarily control the tension I meant, the muscle in my ears. People who can do this is probably, and what I mean with ear rumbling, it's the same thing that happens when you yawn. I can just pop them whenever. Quite useful during a drive or a fly. Man, I would love to do that. If you haven't ever flown before, at some point, your ears will pop. You probably know this even if you haven't rode a plane. It's one of the common facts of flying. But when you get down, your ears don't pop back. You gotta pop them yourself. And if you don't know how, you take your nose, you plug it up, and you just breathe through your nose real hard. And it should pop your ears back. And then sometimes you'll have to yawn to get them back. That would be, like, horrible. Like, not horrible, it'd be like probably the best superpower of all time. There should be like a comic book man who can pop his ears back once he lands. Perfect. This guy can memorize barcodes and type them out on a numpad or write note complete sentences on a piece of paper in your perfect handwriting while having my gaze averted from the paper and talking to someone else or something. I once had a coworker tell me to stop spooking her by reciting order number, invoice number, order date, customer order ID, order lines, total, phone number, and likes within 30 seconds for asking me for help with the problem with an order not being correct. Kind of fast right there. All right, next one. The last thing where you stabbed a knife between your fingers real fast. I want someone to do it at a scout camp when I was 11. I've been practicing it for the last 26 years. I think it's cool. There's always that one guy who's like, oh my god, please don't do that. No one's really been impressed but two of my kids and one of my nieces has. Five Finger Filet. That guy who made the song, Rusty Cage, yeah. Five Finger Filet. Very old game. You take a sharp object like a knife or a really sharp scissors, and you spread your fingers apart and you stab the knife at your fingers, but you have to hit between the spaces between your fingers. And the point is not to stab yourself in any way, shape, or form, because it's going to hurt. And now this guy, Rusty Cage, he made the song that you might you might know of. He goes, I have on my fingers, and that goes chop, chop, chop. That, go search up on YouTube. But he's done, there's multiple versions, the blindfolded, that's common. Two-handed, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. Go search up on YouTube if you're a little bit more interested in it. It's kind of cool. I can tell my body a time to wake up, and I wake up at that time. That's not really useless. Yeah, I agree with that, Ritter. It's not useless. I can wake up on time now. I don't need an alarm. I can wake up peacefully now. I can wake up peacefully if I could do that. Think how society would be. 10,000 years in the future. Like, it'll still be 2021, but like years and years into the future. Years into the future. It would probably be like the best thing humanity ever had. I would like love it. All right, we're gonna go to the next one once I find the next thing. Singing. What the freak do I need this for? Can't I be good at quantum mechanics? Well, sure, go and learn quantum mechanics, but no, you gotta be good at singing. Why do you gotta be good at singing? Be good at quantum mechanics. I have a very great and quite overactive imagination. Helpful as a kid, but now? I don't know. No, I think at one point everyone's had an overactive imagination. If you'd even have an imagination as a kid. Hold on. I got a new microphone. I don't know how it works. Technical difficulties. If you didn't have an overactive childhood,
you didn't even have a childhood.
But next one, whistling. I whistle My mouth like Mozart played his piano. I can go through every note like it's a hummingbird. My whistle sounds as calm as a floating flute, gliding through the sunset of a cloudy fall morning. Just easy to shut your eyes, to stop. I have a moment of a calm day. Keeps my mouth for whistling like Jimi Hendrix and uses guitar for his riffs. I am a god of whistling. If you think you're better, then bow down to me. Sorry, it's 2 a.m. Are you tired? How fast can I actually say that? Whistling. I can whistle my mouth like a Mozart playing his piano. I can go through every note like a hummingbird. My whistle sounds like a floating flute. No, the gliding through the sunset is a cloudy far as morning. It's just easy to shut your eyes, to stop and have a moment of calm. I can use my mouth for whistling like Jimi Hendrix can use his guitar for his rhythm. I'm a god of listening. If you think you're better than me, bow down to me. Sorry, it's 2 a.m. I'm tired. Pretty good. You like hula hooping? Most hoops I've ever tried at once was 14. Ran out of hoops. It's not part two. It's not really cool, but best use of skill I have at the top of my head. Man, I feel you. You ran out of hoops, man. We gotta get this man more hula hoops. You can't do that. Can't do that. Alright, we're gonna go on to the next question, and we'll be done. Alright, you guys heard of it. What's happening to GameStop? Redditors from some Wall Street bet subreddit has risen the stock market for GameStop because it was about to go bankrupt. Stores were closing all over the place, and there was even the one near me was about to close, which is going to be sad. But all of a sudden, the suit guys or whatever is losing millions and billions of bajillions of dollars because they're betting on that the stock market for GameStop is going to crash, and all of a sudden, it goes up. See, I can't whistle like that guy, but so to the next question and final one is GameStop employees. What's the environment like at your work? First and top one, kids coming in crying they aren't getting a game too. Also, kids coming in and doing the floss, TikToking, and touching every little thing they see. Oh my god, man! I just want to go to GameStop, pick up the newest, pick up Assassin's Creed. Man, maybe get Crew 2. I had to go to one yesterday just to see they had Switch chargers. As I entered, the employee mumbled, "No, you can't buy stock here. You can't buy stock. No, you cannot buy stock at a GameStop." No. If you go to GameStop, if you could, you go to GameStop, you buy your stock of $120, let's just say, and all of a sudden your profit shoots up by 1,150%. You know how much you're going to get back? I'm going to sell my stock. Remember, your original payment price was $150. Oh, you want to sell your stock? Ooh, look at that. You've gone up by 1,150%. That'll be $53. Here we go. All right. What shall be the next one? All right. They are changing the color scheme. Get rid of the red and embrace the gold. The shirts are coming next week. Oh, they're not going to change GameStop from red to gold. No. They did that too much games. They did that to Roblox. You know, OG Roblox, not the stupid furry stuff like that. No, not that. No. My goodness. You know, if you don't know who the Angry Video Game Nerd is, he's a very old, nostalgic YouTuber who does game reviews, but not any game reviews. Game reviews that he reviews games, but the games are quote unquote crappy. He just reviews bad games. And he's angry. And he's a nerd. And he plays video games. The Angry Video Game Nerd. Go search him up on YouTube by the channel name Cinemassacre. Or Cinemassacre, if you want to be that way. Everyone is drooling over that one goth girl. The day employees had nothing to do what is happening over the past week. Yo, I heard that your guys are I don't know nothing about stocks. My boss smells like my girlfriend's. No, we're not gonna. All right. DFV rolled in my location, told us to put all of our adult-sized baby clothing and make it rain on us while we crawled on the floor. Okay. They don't work at a GameStop. Everybody's talking about GME and going to the moon. I just wanted a little bit of a story, but oh well. We can deal with it. Former 7-year-old, oh my god, he's a 7-year-old working as store manager. No, he's just been working as store manager for 7 years. I'm not that stupid. That's like a mix between a normal retail store and a pawn shop. I was an assistant at high volume. The first 4 hours of every day was processing trades. Most days, they were already in line before we even opened. And it only got worse after we started taking phones and other devices. It varied by district. And unfortunately, I had some wonderful district managers that I learned a lot from. It took time to develop me. Two issues I had working for GameStop is the initial pay compared to other small box retailers. And most of the corporate people and district managers had no love or passion for the gaming industry. They knew they were on borrowed time for a very long time. Their philosophy is to squeeze as much profit before they go under. In light of everything, one of my old friends, still with the company, says it's business as usual. But they aren't allowed to talk about what's going on. They take it very, very seriously. I don't know why, but this story has nothing to do with what I just read. But for Christmas, I got a gift card to a GameStar, not GameStop, but a local one. And I go there and we park, and I get out, and I just see a whole bunch of these guys with red, green, purple, blue hair. Got chains like they're from the 90s. And I walk in, it's just a whole bunch of these people and people who, you know, look like nerds. Sorry, I gotta say, I'm a little bit of a nerd too, but they just seem like the kid at school who would wear the double bridge glasses with the tape over them because they were broke by some kid named Billy who threw his lunch blocks in the tree and punched them in the nose. But I'm over there, it's like, and that's when I walk in and I realize this isn't a game store. This is a retro store. They got old DVD stuff, CD stuff. I mean it was a game store. It had games, like a ton of games, but it had some old stuff too. They had like Game Boys, old school Nintendos, Atari, stuff like that. I go up to the counter, see what's in the glass. There's a Nintendo Game Boy Color and Metal Gear Solid for it. I was like, I said, the gift card was $20, so it would be like a good like $60, right, after using the gift card. So I said, I want to look at the Game Boy and the Metal Gear Solid game. And they said, oh, that doesn't work. What do you mean? Well, it's not compatible with it. Well, it's not a clear case. If you don't know what I just said, a clear cased Game Boy Color game means that it's only compatible with the color. Anyway, I said, well, that's not a clear case. It's compatible. No, you don't understand. We just put it in a different casing. Yeah, I didn't get that. I was like, okay. So I'm just walking around and I see figurine. I was like, all right, you know what? If I'm not going to find a game I like or anything that would work, I'm going to just get a figurine. And I look around and I see Hero 9 from the new My Hero Academia movie, Heroes Rising. I even have the figure ring in my room. Hold on. I gotta turn up the sensitivity of my mic. You hear me tapping? Yeah, that's the thing. That's me hitting the figurine, proving that I had something for my leg. I hope it has nothing to do with the figurine. No, it's a random box piece out of nowhere. I don't know. It's a piece of trash. But I grab it and I go and like a day later, something like that, we route running errands. I see GameStop. I go in and pick up Assassin, the newest at the time. Assassin's Creed. There is no Assassin's Creed coming out soon. It's just a new Valhalla. I like it. I don't play my game console much. I play on computer and look at Reddit. All right, next one. I've spent too long on that one. I only worked at a GameStop for around 10 months before I got fired. Jeez. But way too many Karens. Zero. Seriously. One time, this like 6-foot hulk of a man asked for Super Mario. And I told him the price was $50. This little kid's mom came up to me and said, my son is a pro gamer. I instantly kicked her out. That's how I got fired. 6 foot of a hole. Ask me for Super Nintendo for us. When I told him it was $50, and Karen came up to me and said, "My son's a pro gamer." Yeah, because I got lucky and killed two people in Rainbow Six Siege with headshots. I'm a pro gamer. Yeah, and I just played in a couple of invitational matches at the time of recording. All right, stealing a new game and playing it. I approve. Don't work at GameStop, but where's Battletoads for the Wii? We don't have that at the moment, sir, but we do have it for the Xbox 360. Let's see. All right, so there's a thread here that basically explains what's going on with GameStop. I have not used it for a week or so. What's happened? All right. Here we go. The Wall Street Bets banded together the short squeeze that the GameStop stock, making big billionaire hedge funds lose billions. It's pretty freaking hilarious, actually. Basically, Wall Street Bets are taking on Wall Street by buying GameStop shares and pumping up the price and freaking over the hedge funds. Hedge funds are on hook or paying back stocks. They sold it at a minimum, expecting them to drop. They say they bought it at $20 a share. Now it's at $220 a share. Apparently, by Friday, they are required to pay back amounts. So there's an opportunity for an enormous loss. Apparently, yeah. So they were making bets that GameStop would crash because it was going horrible. And at the time, they just closed down around 300 stores. And they're playing on closing down another 364, and all the suits were the guys in the suits were trying to were betting big money to because they knew or thought or like they knew in quotation marks that it would crash, but when they saw that a whole bunch of these guys banded up what is now a 3 million member subreddit banded together and bought stocks from GameStop. And because they bought so much, the price of it shoots up. Because so many people invested. And they're not selling it. Because when you sell, it decreases the price. Because they're not selling, they're holding it, and it goes up higher. And more people are buying, and it goes up higher. And so on and so on. And now it's at a point where I saw a guy, I was going through TikTok, and I saw a guy. He bought, I think it was $20 worth of stocks just for the heck of it. Yeah, within the next day, he went to check his phone and check the stock, hoping like $100. He was up. He already made like $14,000. I don't know much about stocks, so it's probably like not a thing for me in the future. With my luck, I'm gonna buy something that goes big, and the second I press buy, it crashes on me. Like, I just spent like $2 on this. Now I gotta pay back $146,000. Nah, man. But it's getting crazy. And apparently, the GameStop thing has gotten other companies risen up too that are similar. Or parent companies. I don't know. Okay, this question implies that it's more stock trade. I don't work at GameStop. I'm pretty sure that some third uncle will ask the employee's parents if they can buy the stock. Not a stock thing. And literally, that's all the things on here. So, interesting. Ooh. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining in. And I really like coming back here. Finally got my login information and I'll be trying my best to actually get onto this because I got a new mic. It's higher quality. Can adjust the sensitivity. Probably just destroyed your ears. Lower it back down. Now it's harder to hear me. But I like to keep it right at the middle. Just so it's a soft but loud voice. Or I can increase the sensitivity so when I whisper into ASMR, it sounds super gentle and super quiet while I'm whispering and basically maybe destroying your ears with it, but I'm doing it very quiet. But that will be it for this episode. Thank you. Goodbye.